They are so pleased to have the right to raise their voice and have a say in the presidential election. Previously, they've done that with the parliament. It is a new experience to the Egyptians abroad because we didn't have that right before. Neither did the Egyptian inside Egypt anyway. So it is something new to the Egyptian community to experience. That became very clear for us today when a lot of people that didn't register for the election and they thought they just come with the ID and vote. So there is a huge number of Egyptians who are unaware of how they should exercise the right to vote for the presidential election. But the feeling is great. People are so happy that they can participate and have a say in the election back home.
Do you have any sort of inkling as to how expatriate Egyptians in London or in the UK would have voted today? Who do you think their preference would have been for? Is there any sort of sense of feeling that you've got from your fellow compatriots as to how they would have voted?
Obviously, looking at the 13 names standing for the election, about five of them are lucky to have the names very well known well before the election. The rest of people have to fight to get through and introduce themselves to the community. Some of them did, some of them failed to achieve that. So there is advantage for the five names and disadvantage for the rest. However, the Egyptian community in the UK are looking to about three candidates to choose one of them. I can name Abu al-Futuh and Amr Musa. The other one is Mr. El-Awwa. So that is the three names that people talking about in the UK. I hope that this will not influence anyone in any way and the voting, because they should really look carefully at each one of them and choose the one that they think fit the description or can do the job for the difficult time that Egypt is going through.
It's thought that there are no fewer than 1 million Egyptian expatriates registered to vote abroad. How did the organization go? Was it efficient? Did people have any issues voting?
Obviously, looking at the number of Egyptians abroad that estimated at nearly 10 million and the number that registered for the election, which is 10%, we have to be fair to the Egyptian abroad that a lot of them, not most of them, didn't know how to register. Also, there were a lot of problems with the website for them to register. As a new thing, we did say that won't be a big number registered for the election. Today, we should start to vote, and we have a huge number of people who are coming. They thought they can vote without registering, or they don't have to register. They just come with their ID and vote. The big, big number. This thing will take some time for people to know what needs to be done and what's the right way to do it. So obviously, it needs a lot of awareness and a lot of campaign, because Egyptians, as I said, didn't have that right. So it is something new to them. That is why you see the numbers are not great for the election. You can hear in our center where people coming for the election having big debate about what's happening, and they think it's unfair that they're not allowed to vote just without registering, and their ID should be enough. But obviously we have to follow the rules, and they should have registered when the government invited them to register.